Thank you. Good evening. I have a special announcement. We're going to do Christmas Eve every Sunday from now on. This looks really good. We welcome all of you tonight to this service of worship to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Many of you are not members of this church, and I haven't met you. I'm Mike Cunningham, the interim pastor here for a time until a new settled pastor is called. And also would just want to invite you to participate in other activities of the church. And so on the back of the bulletin, you'll see the times for our Sunday services. If you're not attending somewhere else, we want to have you come and be a part of the fellowship here and enjoy the time that the Lord gives us together Sunday by Sunday. So we don't want to rustle sheep from one other fold to this one, but if you're not attending somewhere, please consider coming back on a Sunday and joining us for worship. So welcome again tonight to this celebration of the birth of our Lord. May the Lord bless you as you share in this worship.
Please rise and turn in your hymnals to number 249, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Robert Louis Stevenson, who wrote this Christmas Eve prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please be seated. Actually, Oh, yeah, we are. We have a reading now. I'm losing my place in the service. Our first reading for the evening.
This is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Please turn in your hymnals to number 270, Joy to the World.
Thank you. This next reading will be from Isaiah 7. Again, the Lord spoke to our hearts. Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But our heart said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David. It is not enough to try the patience of humans. Will you try to try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. God bless the reading.
And the New Testament fulfillment of that passage from Isaiah. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Please turn in your hymnals to number 285, O Holy Night. Stand or no stand? We can stand.
Thank you.
Turn in the bulletin now to a responsive reading, but I need to alert the men that in your last line of this responsive reading, there is a typo, unfortunately. The line should be, things they had heard and seen. Things they had heard and seen. That'll be in your last line, men, as we conclude the reading. So if you would, let us read responsively. Continuing the story of Christ's birth in Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things, and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen,
Amen. Our next child or song says our young singers. I'll let Krista identify those.
All right. Anybody who is college age, high school age, or can read, come up here. Come on, kids. Come on.
Yeah, we
up.
Invite the kids to come up. Kids, youth, high school,
come
college.
On.
Words will be right there.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy
Thanks, guys.
From Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Please rise and turn in your hymnals to number 255, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming.
Please be seated. When you came in this evening, the bulletins included an offering envelope. We invite you to use that, if you will, now to contribute to the local ministries. This church maintains not only within the building, but outside in the community. So we ask you to share in this offering now as the deacons come forward and we hear some very special music.
To start off by saying that the idea of doing this was all my daughter's. So, come on down, guys.
So while she gets the kids going, I'm the father, unfortunately. Clement Clark Moore wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and he actually wrote it in 1822, intended only for his family. It was published in 1823 in the Troy Sentinel without his permission. Probably be a lawsuit today. Interestingly enough, his father was an Episcopal bishop in an Episcopal church and president of Columbia University, and Clement himself was a professor of divinity as well as a professor of a number of other things of that like. So he was always a bit disappointed that his work of fiction overshadowed his scholarly work, and 21 years later, at the request of his children, he acknowledged authorship in 1844 in a book of poems that he published.
Chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be visions of sugar plums dance in their heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. And out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what's the matter. Way to the window I flew like a flash, opened the shutters and flew up the sash. The blue of the dress, the new fallen snow, gave a lesson of midday to objects below. When watching my wondering eyes hear a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little driver flying quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. Rapid and eagles, the horses came, and we sold the shaft, pounded and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Thank you, girls. Well done. on the night before Jesus, when the children were nestled all snug in their beds, an exhausted innkeeper wondered, what part of my no vacancy sign does this Nazarene not understand? And what was he thinking anyway? I mean, his wife is ready to have a baby any minute. Why didn't this guy book a room in advance? On the night before Jesus, while the shoppers rush home with their presents, Eastern astrologers, also known as magi, looked up at the same stars they had been watching for years and wondered if all their stargazing would ever pay off. Perhaps it was time to look elsewhere for hope and direction in life. Maybe there was a seminar someplace that would give them some answers, because the stars didn't seem to offer any. On the night before Jesus, when Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, wide awake shepherds outside Bethlehem bickered over the best morsels of their evening meal, and they drew lots for the late shift, watching over the sleeping sheep. The fresh air was fine, but this was a real dead-end job and beyond boring. The lucky one who got to stay up that night considered moving south, where he heard the job market was better. Maybe in the morning, that's what he would do. On the night before Jesus, while some were walking in a winter wonderland, a quiet, God-fearing man named Joseph was walking and walking until he finally found shelter for his beloved Mary, who was great with child. The place did not have a AAA rating, far from it, but at least it was out of the wind and cold. The animals didn't seem to mind sharing their shed. And Joseph, humble Joseph, was grateful. On the night before Jesus, when sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Gabriel and a host of angels eagerly crowded around the throne of Almighty God, listening for their final instructions. For theirs was an assignment like they'd never had before. And tonight Gabriel smiled, because this time he would announce the fulfillment of what he foretold 9 months earlier when he spoke to that young woman, Mary, in Nazareth. On the night before Jesus, when over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go, Mary waited in an animal stall with fear and trembling, knowing that her time was near. When her labor pains began, she squeezed the hand of Joseph and prayed. Going into labor was one thing. Going into labor in an animal stall was another. But giving birth to the Son of God, she could not even comprehend that. Yet here she was, as ready as she knew how to be, on the night before Jesus. Maybe on this night before Jesus, we're all someplace in this story. Maybe your life is good and satisfying, unless it's not. Maybe it's frustrating and unfulfilled and even boring. Maybe your hope is growing, if it's not fading. Tonight you may feel anticipation, wonder, fear and trembling, or just fear. Maybe you wish you were somewhere else. Maybe one of those pleasant places in the secular songs. Anywhere but here. Tonight we might feel faith or doubt, joy or sorrow, peace or confusion. We might be here to keep the missus happy, or because this is the happiest place to be tonight. We sang, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, but I'll bet not all of us feel that way tonight. Yet regardless of our mood, we are all here. Here together on this night before Jesus, 2015. Yet on this night, Jesus is here with us. For Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. God with us now. God with us always. God with us whether we know it or not. God with us whether we believe it or not. God with us, Emmanuel. God with us in all our hopes and all our hurts. God with us in all our wonder and in all our worry. God with us in our most fulfilling moments. And God with us in our most frustrating times. God with us now and always. So on this night, sometime before Jesus returns to earth again in glory, tonight may this Jesus, this Emmanuel, this God with us, meet you wherever you are. And may God with us fill your heart tonight with his comforting hope, his enduring love, his welcome peace, and his surprising joy. Amen. We close our service with the singing of Silent Night. And the lights will, I think, go down as we do this because the lights in the pew go up as the candles are brought to you. And we ask that you would just pass that light along each pew. Please hold the lit candle upright and tip the unlit candle into it to avoid getting wax in your lap. I invite you to stand as you're able, and we'll sing together Silent Night, Holy Night. Before we start, I do want to mention the first time that this song was played, in Austria, the church organ was broken, and there was no other instrument besides a guitar that the organist happened to have. And so tonight we're fortunate to kind of hear how it was the first time it was played with only a guitar to accompany it.
Round yon
We've celebrated tonight the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. It may be that tonight you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have not asked him into your life. It's a simple thing to do, a matter of asking and praying, Lord, come into my life, forgive my sin, and welcome me as your child. And if you pray that tonight, I invite you to tell me before you leave, because we want to follow up with you and make sure that your new faith begins in a good way with the support of a church family. Let's pray together and receive God's blessing. Glorious God, we rejoice tonight in your gracious provision of a Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, and we hail the incarnate deity who became a human being in Bethlehem and who in all his life embodied the mercy, love, and justice of our God. Tonight his compelling voice remains undimmed by the centuries. His call and his promise are as pressing now as when he first spoke them. Tonight we pray that our praise, our adoration, our gifts, our attention may all bless you, Lord Jesus. And now, Lord, be pleased to bless us. Bless us so that this Holy Spirit will come upon us and the power of the Most High will overshadow us, that we might bear Christ in our hearts and our lives this holy night and always. Kindle the light of your life in us, Jesus, and lead us to the shining truth, the glorious truth, the unshakable truth of God with us, God for us, God in us, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Go in peace, and may the Lord who is with us bless you with a very, very merry Christmas.